Hi, I'm Grant Armstrong, and I get to serve as directing pastor here at St. John's United Methodist Church in Edwardsville, Illinois. We exist to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Our desire is to be a beacon of faith and service, focusing our passions and gifts to reflect Christ's love to the world. You're invited to join us each week at 9 a.m. for a time of traditional worship, or at 11 a.m. for contemporary worship. Thanks for joining us for this online version of the sermon.
Now, if you're able, would you please stand for the reading of our scripture this morning? It comes to us from the third chapter of 1 Corinthians, verses 10 and 11, and then verses 16 to 23. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, and that God's Spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is sacred, and you are that temple. Do not deceive yourselves. If any one of you thinks he is wise by the standards of this age, he should become a fool so that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. As it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And then again, the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are futile. So then, no more boasting about men. All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future, all are yours, and you are of Christ. The Christ is of God. This is the word of the Lord.
You may be seated. So it is now after Thanksgiving, the official Christmas season has started. So that means it's time to run out to the stores and go absolutely crazy, pushing everybody over, trying to get the one thing that you want that they have in their cart as well. Start putting up decorations, cooking, getting everything ready for Christmas. That's what it's time for, right? No, not quite. Not quite what we're supposed to be doing. It seems that commercialization has taken over Christmas, and it starts earlier and earlier every year. And today, we're not quite into Advent. We're still a week away from Advent, but it's time that we are starting to look ahead to what that will be and to remember what it is that we celebrate, that it is Jesus Christ that we are celebrating. And today is called Christ the King Sunday. And it is where we remember that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. And it is on him that we believe. It is on him that we build the solid foundation of our life. In our passage today from 1 Corinthians, we have Paul reminding us that we have to build on a solid foundation. And that foundation can only be Jesus Christ. Our lives are to be a temple to God. And then he throws in towards the end that when we build on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ, the ways of God are not always seen as wise to the world. And so there are times that we will be seen as being a fool because we are building on the foundation of Jesus Christ. So we have that foundation that is Jesus Christ, and we have God as the architect and builder of our life. But we are his workers in the world, building up on the foundation that he has started for us. We have to have that solid foundation in our lives first, or nothing else will stand up. If you try and build a house and you start with a roof, it's not going to be a very strong, sturdy house because you don't have anything to build on. We need to have that foundation built first. And then you can put up the walls, and then you can put on the roof. But if you do it in any other order, that house is going to crumble and come down because it's not built on something sturdy. Our lives are the same way. We have to start the foundation of Jesus Christ. And once we have that foundation, then we have something to hold on to as everything else builds up in our life. We are God's temple. He wants us to build on Him. And He wants the church to be built on the foundation of Jesus Christ as well. And the truth of that foundation we find in the Bible. And when we all come together to support one another in building our foundation on Jesus Christ, we are stronger because that foundation is stronger. We are a community of individuals that come together to learn and grow together. We are a community that supports one another. And then we find that our foundation is different than the world's foundation. And what we see of God calling us to do is different than what is happening out in the rest of the world. When the world looks at God and what He asks us to do, and that foundation that we build on, it sometimes goes, that doesn't make sense. And so those that build on the foundation of Jesus Christ are seen as being a little bit weird, acting a little bit foolish. And so then we have to look and decide, whose wisdom are we going to decide to follow? Are we going to look at the world and follow what the world says we need to do? Are we going to stay on that foundation of Jesus Christ? Are we going to do things a little bit differently than the rest of the world? Are we going to try and stay on that foundation that is Jesus Christ that the rest of the world does not understand? You know, when we build on that solid foundation of Jesus Christ, we've got something to hold us up and support us. But once we move off that foundation, once we move away from what God calls us to do, we don't have quite as much there supporting us and giving us that strength that we need. I know it's been a few years, but there was a lot of stories a few years ago about sinkholes in different places. I remember hearing some about places in Florida where the ground was a limestone and acidic water ate away at that limestone. And then a sinkhole would happen, and whatever was on top of that sinkhole would collapse in. They did not have a strong foundation, and it collapsed. And when we move off the solid foundation of Jesus Christ, we're standing over that sinkhole. And when it collapses, everything will cave in on itself, and we have nothing to hold us up and support us. And I don't know about you, but I really don't feel like having my life collapse in on itself because I moved off the solid foundation of Jesus Christ. I know for me, that I'm going to face trials and struggles and difficult times in my life. And I need the solid foundation of Jesus Christ to support me, to lift me up, and the foundation of the church of other believers to walk alongside me in my life. Now, I know if I try and go it on my own, I'm standing over that sinkhole because I can't support myself in everything of life. I need Jesus Christ as my solid foundation. As I thought a lot about this scripture, I kept coming back to one song in our hymnal. And it's based on this scripture from 1 Corinthians. And that song is, "The church is one foundation." And a little bit of information on the song. It was written by Samuel Stone. And he wrote it based on some heresies of his time. Some things that people were believing that weren't really Christian beliefs. And he ended up, it was 12 songs that he wrote based on each line of the Apostles' Creed. And "The Church is One Foundation" is the only song that has continued that we still have today. The other 11 have been lost. And the song is a reminder for all of us that there is only one foundation that we are to build on for the church and for our lives. If we do not build on the foundation that is Jesus Christ, then we are no longer the church. If we build on any foundation other than Jesus Christ, he is no longer the Lord and Savior of our life. And so no matter what we face, no matter what is happening around us, we have to stay on that foundation of Jesus Christ. And when we build on Jesus Christ, we are told that not everybody is going to like what we are doing. Not everyone is going to understand what we are doing. We might be seen as foolish. You know, all of Jesus' teachings when he was out teaching the people of his time, they were just as much against the culture of the time as they are still today. Jesus teaches us a different way than the world around us. Jesus says, "Turn your other cheek, walk the extra mile. Love your enemies." Those are things that are not easy to do. Those are things that we often don't want to do. The world around us is always trying to tell us, take care of yourself. Look out for yourself because nobody else is going to. But Jesus says, love your enemies. Help those that you can. We are to see others and reach out and help them. And the world looks at that and goes, that's foolishness. Jesus says that we are to go out and be his hands and feet in the world. And he says that we are to become foolish, to become wise. And so the world looks at us and wonders, when we as Christians pray for our enemies, when we turn the other cheek, when we go the extra mile, they wonder, what it is that we are doing and why we are doing those things. And we do them because we are building on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ. And so we become foolish in the ways of the world to become wise in the eyes of God. Paul tells us that we have nothing to boast on in ourselves. We don't do any of this because we are good. We don't do any of this because it is anything in ourselves. We do it because of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. When Jesus came, the wisdom of the world at that time said God would send the Messiah, and he would be a military leader, overthrowing Roman rule and returning the Jewish people to their worship of God. And Jesus came in the wisdom of God as a little baby, with shepherds coming to worship. And he came teaching in the temples, teaching to the crowds, and to all the least and lost of his time, telling about the kingdom of God. And Jesus came, and he died on a cross for us, going against the wisdom of the world and being foolish to be wise in God's eyes. What foundation are we going to build upon? The wisdom of the world or the foolishness of God? When I was in college, I was a part of a Christian clowning group. We were called Holy Fools. And we had services where we dressed up as clowns and had a full worship service. And as part of that worship service, in every single service, we read this poem called A Beautiful Fool. And I want to leave you with this poem and think about what it is that we are saying, what it is saying, and what it is to build on the foundation of Jesus Christ. As Christians, we are to take up a cross and follow Christ. But what is that cross? That heaviness laid across our shoulders. It is caring when being careless of another would be easier. It is daring to love in a world where love is laughed at, where it is taken as softness and a bit naive. It is daring to give and trust and share when getting and suspecting and keeping what is yours are the sensible things. Taking up your cross and following Christ means being just a little bit foolish in a world of practical people. It means being a beautiful fool. That is what we are called to be. To be a beautiful fool to the world when we build on the foundation of Jesus Christ. Will you pray with me? Lord, help us to always be a beautiful fool in a world of practical people, that we may show the world that our foundation is found in you and not in worldly things. Amen.